So on the phone this morning from Villa Park, we have Rachel. Good morning, Rach.
Good morning.
Now, you don't have to tell us what school you're a teacher at. You are a teacher. And last night, I actually had open house at Niles West. I have a stepson. He's a junior there. And I got to tell you, it was great because we got to walk through his whole schedule throughout the day and the algebra, the English, the reading classes. I didn't have a problem with it. But Rachel, I got to tell you, when I walked into that chemistry class, I had like flashbacks of me in high school just really doing bad in that class. I saw that periodic table hanging on the wall, and I go, oh my God, I don't want to be in here.
Yep, that happens to everybody.
So since you are a teacher, I can honestly say that I enjoyed all of Nate's teachers yesterday, but I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I'm sure it always doesn't go this smooth. 312-946-4995. Maybe you're a teacher. Maybe you are one of the parents. Rachel, tell me about a crazy encounter you had with a parent.
Absolutely. There's usually about one or two every year if you're lucky, if you're not in a crazy school. Actually, at my last school that I'm no longer with, I taught junior high, so We have a team of teachers that we usually gather together if we ever have to meet with parents.
Okay.
And we had requested that a parent come in just because we had a couple things that we wanted to talk to them about their son. It was early on in the year, so it wasn't anything crazy. She comes in, parents were divorced, she comes in by herself, and we were just chatting, and all of a sudden, she just locks eyes with our social studies teacher and starts screaming at her.
What?
We're all sitting there like, what just happened?
Why was she screaming?
I don't know. I think that he was doing the worst in the social studies class, and I think she just had it out for that specific teacher. But she just started yelling at her, saying, like, I just saw the way you looking at me like I'm that B word. Literally said it out loud. I finally looked at her, and I was like, I think you need to leave.
Like, 10 minutes ago, you should have left.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, at first, I was like, I can't believe I'm saying this, but we kind of all looked at each other like, yep, this is why she's divorced.
What's your story? Call Stiles and Roman at 312-946-4995. US 99.
We got Maxine joining the show from Cicero this morning. Maxine, what happened at one of your teacher conferences?
I was in Catholic school and somebody forgot to pick me up, one of my other relatives, because my parents were busy.
Mm-hmm.
They threw me in the aftercare in the recess yard and nobody called my parents to let them know. So my mom thought I was kind of kidnapped.
Uh-oh.
And she like drove up behind the recess when she found out that's where I was, like almost hit a teacher with the car and jumped out of the car and was like screaming at all of the teachers and the nuns and the yard.
All right, Maxine, we're going to do something we've never done on US 99 before. I got the dump button ready. How many curse words and say them all that your mom said? Go! All right, stop. I was joking.
I thought you were serious. Why would you do that to me? Oh my God.
You're just like your mom. Don't forget, we're going to do it 8:15. That dude's Disney Dream Cruise Line trip to the Bahamas for you. But yesterday, my wife Connie and I, we rolled over to the high school. Niles West, my stepson Nate, he's a junior. He had his open house. It was really cool what they do there. I'm sure they do it at a lot of the schools as well. We had his schedule, and we followed and went along to every single class. We had like 15 minutes in each class. We got to meet the teachers. They were letting us know what they were going to do throughout the semester. It was a lot of fun. And I got to tell you, when I walked into the chemistry class, I was like, oh my God, it just brought back flashbacks. The teacher was great. She was amazing. But I wasn't that good. It brought back me to like junior Dougie Stiles back at Holy Cross High School, where I was like, oh my God, I don't know anything about chemistry. But very happy with all the teachers that we got to meet at Niles West yesterday, but I'm sure it doesn't always go that smooth. So 312-946-4995. Parents, teachers, call me up. We got Ann on the phone this morning. Ann, are you a teacher or a parent?
I am a teacher.
I'm sure you have a whole bunch of stories. What's your favorite story, your favorite encounter with a parent?
Report card pickup. I got the opportunity to know most of my parents, and sometimes you don't get to meet the other parent. So the father picked up the report card, and his eyes wouldn't stay above my chin. It was very uncomfortable.
Now, did you say anything to him?
No, not really, but I just kept trying to, like, pick up a piece of paper and kind of, like, hold it up more, like, to hide the test area.
Is the dad now showing up at every teacher conference just to see you?
He actually didn't come to the second one. This was a few years ago. Much more comfortable talking to the mom.
So yesterday we had a little open house action at my stepson's high school, Niles West. We went there, my wife and I, Connie, to go check out all Nate's classes, all of his teachers, and we had a really good time. But I was thinking when we were driving home from it, I go, man, we really enjoyed all those teachers, but I'm sure it always doesn't work out that way. So 312-946-4995, we've been talking about it this morning. Teachers have been calling in, parents have been calling in, but right now, taking the cake is Joanne from Romeoville. Joanne, tell us your story.
Yes, my second oldest boy, he's 20 now. He was in third grade, and I just had our fifth child, and I go to the teacher, I go, so when are you due? And she goes, what? I'm not pregnant.
No!
I just dropped my mouth, and my husband goes, Joanne!
I don't even have anything to say.
I had nothing to say. I just turned around and walked away.
Usually it's us guys, us dads, who put our foot in our mouths. But nope, this time it was you, Joanne.
Yep, it was me.
I hope your son's grade wasn't affected by your comment.
No, they loved him.
Hold the ketchup.
Styles and Roman.
US 99.